time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
February 2nd is Groundhog Day.
I got you, babe.
And the results are in. In York, Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Though in lesser publicized news, across state lines in New Jersey, Milltown Mel predicted an early spring, so there's that. Plus the fact that Phil is usually wrong. We're trying to be optimistic today on What's News. Another prediction is that the House Intelligence Committee will, sometime on Friday, release that infamous memo. Cable news is all over the story, like Anderson Cooper.
Now, we should point out that the document in question is not some bipartisan finding of fact from the House Intelligence Committee. It appears it will essentially be something of a press release, possibly just emailed out, perhaps under the letterhead of the Republican House Intelligence Committee membership, chaired, of course, by Congressman Devin Nunes, based on underlying intelligence he himself has not even read. So despite grave concerns from the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, as well as from officials at the Department of Justice, the memo is in all likelihood going to be released. Now, how do we know this? Well, beyond the reporting by us and other news outlets, we know it because the president himself said he wants it out. He's been calling for it. Caught on an open mic on Tuesday night, he said the odds of it being released are 100%. Well, again, the grave concerns of the Republican FBI director, who the president himself chose, have not swayed him. And according to our own new reporting, those grave concerns have not gone away. Just yesterday, you'll recall the Bureau said, and I'm quoting here, quote, "We have grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy." Still, the president wants it out, even though White House aides worry that Director Wray may resign if it does come out. The president wants it out even though there are concerns that the work of tens of thousands of law enforcement and counterintelligence professionals may be smeared. In fact, we learned just today that the president has been telling friends that he wants the memo made public, not as a way of rebuilding the FBI, as he promised, or in the name of transparency, as House Speaker Ryan and other Republicans have claimed, but as a way of impugning the Russia investigation and the people running it.
And Lawrence O'Donnell.
The 3.5-page memo written by members of the Republican staff of the House Intelligence Committee is going to come out, unless the president realizes the memo doesn't really help him after all. But if it does come out about a week later, a 10-page memo written by the Democratic staff of that same committee will come out, and that memo will refute the contents of the Republican memo. And in the meantime, the Republican memo will be treated like the Bible by Trump supporters, and it will be picked apart by experienced reporters and analysts and lawyers, including on this network. The Republican memo will have little credibility left by the time the Democratic memo comes along and blows the whole memo story away. And unless the Republican memo is used as a pretext for firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein or Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, a month from now, the great memo release will mean nothing. Nothing in the march toward the truth in the investigation of the President of the United States.
Even late-night comedians are memo-obsessed.
Maybe the most outrageous part of all of it is Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, all these guys go right along with it. They will actually help you destroy the credibility of men they know are honest. They will destroy the credibility of institutions that are necessary to the security of this country to get what they want. Paul Ryan is sitting there. He could stop. He's watching all this happen like the ringmaster at the world's most perverted circus. The lions are eating the horses. The tight ropes are snapping. Clowns are attacking children. The torch jugglers have set the tent on fire. And Paul Ryan is standing there smiling and waving like an animatronic Forrest Gump or something.
As of publication time of today's What's News, the memo still had not been released. Stay tuned. In other news, during the worst flu season in many years, the head of the Centers for Disease Control has stepped down.
Director of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald, has just resigned.
Yeah, a statement from the Department of Health and Human Services cites what it calls complex financial interests that limit her ability to do the job, a job, by the way, that she's held for less than 7 months. Reportedly, the complex interests include the purchases of stock in tobacco companies while heading up the CDC, the agency that is very involved, of course, with fighting smoking.
That would be a conflict of interest.
A federal judge on Thursday ruled that Florida's current ban on former felons voting is unconstitutional and needs to be changed as soon as possible. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker's ruling says the state's current process to restore voting rights, which can take years, is flawed. The lawsuit was filed last year against Governor Rick Scott by a voting rights organization on behalf of several people who had completed their prison sentences but had their requests for voting rights turned down. A spokesman for Scott defended the process and suggested that an appeal was likely. The ruling comes just months before Florida voters will be asked to alter the current ban. Backers of a constitutional amendment last week won a place on the November 2018 ballot. If 60% of voters approve, most former prisoners would have their voting rights automatically restored. The January jobs report is out, and job growth met expectations as unemployment stayed at 4.1%. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.